Stand by for an interest rate hike today. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fed will hike the interest rate it charges its member banks. The question is, by how much?
Last time we got a half point interest rate hike. This time, the market is pricing in a 90% chance that the Fed moves 0.75 points. As a matter of fact, Goldman Sachs economists are now expecting 75 basis points in June and July, followed by a half point move in September, then a 0.25 move in November, and again in December.
It's Jackie DeAngelis of the Fox Business Network. But President Biden told the AFL-CIO convention in Philadelphia yesterday,
"I truly believe we've made extraordinary progress by laying a new foundation for our economy, which becomes clear once global inflation begins to recede."
The president said inflation in the U.S. isn't as bad as the rest of the world. It's 8.6% in the U.S., but Japan, China, and Saudi Arabia are hovering around 2%. France is at 5%. But gas prices have come down a little for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. AAA's average per gallon price has fallen 0.2 cents from yesterday. A Republican congressman who voted to impeach former President Trump will lose his seat over it. South Carolina Representative Tom Rice losing his primary yesterday to State Representative Russell Fry, who had the former president's endorsements. Republican Congressman Nancy Mace won her primary race in South Carolina, despite Mr. Trump's endorsement of her opponent. Two police officers have been killed in El Monte, California, just east of L.A., called to a possible stabbing in a motel room when they were ambushed. Ben Lowry is El Monte's interim police chief.
I've heard that the only way to take the sting out of death is to take the love out of life. And believe me, they were loved. These two men were loved. They were good men.
The shooter was killed by other officers. He reportedly was free on bail from an earlier arrest on gun charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
At least one decision is expected from the U.S. Supreme Court today among the several cases still pending.
One pending decision is a Second Amendment-related case out of New York, where a state law limits concealed carry permits to those who demonstrate a special need to be armed outside of the home. Another case relates to the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program, which the Biden administration is trying to end. It forces asylum seekers to wait out their cases in Mexico. A religious liberty case is also pending. A former high school football coach in Washington State sued over his dismissal from the district after praying on the field. Of course, the big case is Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. A draft opinion that leaked in May showed the court potentially upholding Mississippi's ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy and overturning Roe versus Wade in the process. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The number and rate of abortions in the U.S. increased from 2017 to 2020 after a long decline, according to new figures from a research group that supports abortion rights. The House yesterday concurring with the Senate's version of a bill to extend protection for Supreme Court justices to include their family members as well. The bill now heads to the president. A big boost for pending gun legislation in the Senate.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says an outline for new gun safety legislation is progress for the country.
The legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates. I'll be supportive.
Lawmakers are now drafting the legislation based off an agreement with proposals enhancing background check requirements for 18 to 21-year-olds, providing federal assistance for red flag laws, and funding for mental health resources.
The bill in and of itself is going to save thousands of lives. I have no doubt about that.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy helped draft the framework and believes a vote on a final package could come before the end of the month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.